Okay, are we on? Are we on? Testicle, 1, 2. Testes, 1, 2. The Reverend is in. No mic, 1. It's not here. Penile microphone working. Try the other.
Hello, hello.
Weapon of mass destruction is working. The big fat-headed microphone is on. And back to mic 2, the penile mic. The penis 1 is working. There's no mic 1. It's on. Testes 1, 2. Testicle 1, 2. The Reverend is in. We'll begin in about a minute. Tapers, relay broadcasters, anybody who gives a fuck. The microphones are working. And we are on the air. It works.
It is fine.
Beginning. Everything seems to be ready. Are we ready? All right. Say when. I am ready. And go. Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. Tonight the theme is learning from Clinton's boners, and we're going to do just that. We're going to have fun, and we're going to have a lot of laughs, and we're going to celebrate the rejection of the Bush doctrine and the Bush continuation in the form of McCain and Pollan and their downfall. And what can be done with these people now that they need something new to do. And we'll look into the future. We'll learn from Clinton's boners. All of them. And we'll also celebrate the exuberance that has swept much of the nation. And kind of keep the euphoria going. And the word was plus lots of news and a whole lot more to come. So let us begin with a track for the first set of tunes by Bongwater from the Double Bummer CD, the possibly greatest double CD of all. And it's a cover of the theme song from the Monkees film called Head. And this track is entitled The Porpoise Song. Lord, make this thing work.
We'll be right back. Renaissance City. A kid named Sean Connery is let out onto the jet's wings, and with his arms out, begins a free fall. Next, cries the buxom stewardess. Everyone is staring at me with their big brown eyes.
This is Halliburton Ernie, and it's so lovely to be here today with Reverend Bookburn and Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist. And I'm so excited about Mr. Scott turning us all into animated characters for future video projects. And it's a delight to be here on the Learning from Clinton's Boners show, and possibly speaking with the hillbilly inbred parasitic blue red state bushy couple, should they come back, and we heard that they're coming back to react to the election. And I'm a little saddened that Radio Volta we'll be down for a while, no show next week, and maybe a couple of weeks while they work on equipment and all this technical stuff. But we may not get to play this next song later in November during the anniversary of the killing of John F. Kennedy. So we're going to play it tonight. This is Halliburton Ernie introducing the Avengers doing The American in Me.
Bye. Jim gave us the ballpoint pen. I say get the Krauts on the other side of the fence where they belong. Let's get back to the kind of enemy worth killing and the kind of war this whole country can support. They keep falling. Suck! Joe falls back. A neat red hole in the middle of his head. Only one thing kept going through my mind. Kill! Kill! For Joe and Mac and all the rest of the guys! Kill! Then there was a blinding flash. And I woke up on a stretcher. And I slipped into unconsciousness.
Your own life against another.
Yes.
Ooh, I feel out of place here. Don't know where I'm going. So lost in my own parade. I feel so young.
This is Mr. Scott with breaking news. God has decided to speak to the book burners once again. So without further ado, may I present God.
I left an orgy that included Marilyn Monroe and Helen of Troy because it is necessary to set some very urgent matters straight. I am dreadfully embarrassed by my inbred hillbilly representatives. They're all lying, cheating skanks and hypocrites with double standards anyway. None of these assholes speak for me. What kind of a fucknut would advocate abstinence-only education in these kinds of times? I saw the American Christian Taliban's fetus posters outside of women's health clinics, and I want to state the obvious. They are undercooked. They most people do not know how to cook a fetus to save their ass. It belongs in a crock pot and needs to be further browned before it is suitable for human consumption. I do not care what anyone's orientation is as long as they're an adult. You hear that, fucking priests? I am everywhere, and that includes in everyone's genitals. So I want a piece of all action, and I don't want the dickless and the non-functioning to be screaming about any flavor of such action. Since your fuckhead leaders are destroying the economy and what's left of the environment with greed, please use birth control. And fuck these clowns who say that I am on their side of a war or nationalistic border or a part of their bigoted point of view, or that I hate people going from one nation to the other. That is a reflection of the bigoted asshole who is doing the speaking and not of me. And finally, do you think I could ever, in a billion years, not be embarrassed by being the so-called mouthpiece by two of the most appalling candidates out of all of them, McCain and Pollan? They're crazier fucks than Ron Paul or Ross Perot. Think about it, mental caterpillars. Why would a supreme being and super evolved entity want to be represented by two idiotic psychopaths? This is God saying, enjoy the herb, respect what's left of the earth, make each other come, get good at massage, and, develop a better world based on cooperation, decentralization, and humanitarianism after you destroy the systems of greed and abuse. I gotta get back to Mary. Enjoy the rest of the show.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joys within you lies, don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? We'll be right back.
is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live Sunday nights at RadioVolta.org and archived at Radio4All.net. And updates, details, links, goodies, and playlists always at ReverendBookburn.com. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. To write to the Reverend for feedback to already done shows, input to forthcoming themed shows, or to send cartoons or music videos, requests for exorcisms or reverse exorcisms for any reason except sending spam, unless it's the hilarious Jesus spam that continues to roll in to this day, write to RevBookburn at sjcdc.org. Happy 420, everybody, and please remember that we are trying to be responsible for at least 10,000 more sales of AKA Tommy Chung, because that was the number of DVDs seized, in other words, stolen by the Gestapo people in the Drug Enforcement Agency. Hello to Jello Biafra and all of the folks at AlternativeTentacles.com. Please remember that the boycott of the corporate scab version of the dead Kennedys remains. And hello to Dr. Susan Block, legendary sexologist and sex-positive alternative to Dr. Laura. And you can check out her blogs at drsusanblock.com/blog. A big thank you to Pastor Rex Cat, Murgatroyd Productions, Mr. Scott, Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Lava Zone, Radio for All, Baby Jesus Butt Plug, Hippie John, Mr. Z, and of course our in-house, whatever they do, Pastor Whoremaster, and John the Craptus. This is a pioneering, diverse presentation to push independent media to its utmost possibilities. Like George W. Numbnuts, war criminal, Enron Ho, corporate stooge, Taliban wannabe, fetal worshipping, piss poor impersonator of Forrest Gump, Bush, God speaks through me.
It's the name of the Lord.
That was a reminder from the lower power to not forget to put on a show for the spies. It's time for open curtain exhibitionism and kink. The Lord commandeth ye. Okay, thank you, Mr. Scott, for recording that often used introduction of many years on this show. That recorded intro had everything but, of course, the playlist for the first set of the show tonight. You heard the Ramones doing Somebody to Love and Journey to the Center of the Mind. Before the Ramones, you heard Good News from God, also recorded by Mr. Scott. Buzz Oven did Toe Fry, and with little clips of the soundtrack to Harold and Maude thrown in, and that's on their To a Frown CD. Before Buzz Oven, you heard the Avengers doing The American in Me. High Tigers did Our Time. And started off with Bongwater doing The Porpoise Song. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is learning from Clinton's boners. So you know it's a really big show. Next week there is no show. We are off next Sunday night, November 16th. After that, I don't know, because of all the shit they're doing with equipment changes and repairs and upgrades and technical stuff that, as you know, your reverend is relatively clueless about. But all of that is happening, and there will be no show next week. And we don't know how long this period will last. Not too long. They said it's going to be a lot faster than the last time such changes were undergone. So we are expecting to be able to do our sacred annual traditional show for this time of year. We still plan to do the Happy Spanksgiving show. No guests so far, but we are going to do the Happy Spanksgiving show this year, even if it's a little early or a little late or whatever is necessary. So count on a late November or early December show, and we'll make up for it if it's late. Happy Spanksgiving is coming later in the year, towards the end of the year. Of course, another sacred annual tradition, Reverend Bookburn's annual holiday tree and balls special, 2008. In January, we will do the anniversary show. This will be the 8th anniversary show since we started in January 2001, inaugural weekend, for the first time that the Bush regime stole an election. So we're going to have to go forward without Bush for the first time. It's less comedy material, but we'll come up with something. And speaking of that, after the anniversary show in January, after the new inauguration, we are going to do not a show, but a series. I don't know how many shows the series will last, but and just continuing this series until we're entirely done with it, a trial that should happen, a trial that is foreseen in Manson prosecutor Vincent Bugliosi's new book, The Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder. We're going to take issue not only with the war crimes and the corporate crimes and the economic crimes and so many others. We're going to take issue with everything and present a trial that is actually the trial that should happen. The series of shows will be entitled The Trial of George W. Bush. All of that is to come on The Reverend Is In. And we're going to start off with something that is very important. Due to technical reasons, we were unable to record the show from last Sunday night, the Erection Day show. So, if any book burner out there has that recorded, please let us know whether you know the Reverend from reverendbookburn.com or myspace.com/reverendbookburn or however you know the Reverend and this crazy cast of characters. If you recorded the November 2nd show, Erection Day, please let us know. You can email me, RevBookburn, no period, RevBookburn at sjcdc.org. Thank you, and please let us know right away. And we'll see if we can get that uploaded with the other shows where the more recent archives are at radio4all.net. We have some birthdays, including Naomi from the Mr. Z family. Happy birthday, which is today. We are also wishing a happy birthday to Mistress Morning Glory. And we are fondly saying farewell to two people who have passed on from life as we know it into the unknown. We are saying goodbye to an original member of Frank Zappa's original band, the Mothers of Invention. Farewell to Jimmy Carl Black. And we're also saying farewell to Studs Terkel, who lived a very long life, and it was filled with brilliance, razor-sharp political analysis, and a phenomenal humanity. Farewell to Jimmy Carl Black and Studs Terkel. All right, let's see. I heard that the hillbilly inbred, parasitic, red state, bushy couple are here. So if that...
Please, babe, make love to me. Please.